It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Hello, everyone. Welcome once again to the program. My name's Roy Masters. I just got a letter from Israel. They're practicing the meditation all the way over there. And this rabbi writes to me. He's just come from a convention. Let me see where that is. Upper Galilee, Israel. And he's saying that the meditation is exactly what I have been always saying without the research. I don't do a whole lot of research. I just know things intuitively. But how it used to be before meditation became ritualized with... you know, you've seen the Jewish people who they sort of wave backwards and forwards praying with a little box, like a little hat on the middle of their forehead, and with a leather strap coming from that box, which has the Ten Commandments in it. And there's another one somewhere on the chest, I believe. And they meditate in the middle of their forehead on this little box. And he's writing me a letter. I might have time to read it tonight. But he says he wants permission, and interesting, to use the meditation exercise, because it's copyright, because it is the... they've discovered that it's the original meditation, you know, before the temple, etc., etc., and that it became ritualized, and it's not exactly what he said. But if I have... I'm going to study this letter. I hadn't had a chance to study it thoroughly, but it's got some very interesting historic... meanings, which are absolutely fabulous. But maybe I'll leave this for another night, so I can just underline and put some markings on this document and then read it to you, because I have to learn to pronounce some of the Hebrew, even though it's transliterated into sort of an English way of reading it. I can read Hebrew, but I don't understand a word it says. You know, I can even say Hebrew prayers, but and I know what they mean. But you know, you can actually learn to speak the language without and make a noise and not knowing what you're saying. So, but here, this is very fascinating. Let's see. Anyway, this is something to look forward to, because I've always known that the meditation, as I described it, is ancient. And I've simply rediscovered it. And it's precisely, it's so precise that I've copyrighted it many years ago. And since it's a copyright, they're going to have to come to me. Of course I'm going to grant the use of it, naturally. But they have to come to me for the permission to use what was theirs all along, basically, except it got lost. It got lost in rituals. Lots of things get lost in rituals, you see, in churchianity, sort of, and Judaism. And he remembered as a kid having the truth or the Bible knocked into him, and is afraid to think for himself. And but he's grown older now, and he has done his research and recovered from his former upbringing. But we all have this problem of being forced to accept the legacy of our family or country. And hopefully we grow out of the rote meaning of things and get to understand, if understanding is possible from the rote learning, the meaning of it. And the meaning is vital, otherwise you have no life. And I think the good book says something about the letter killeth, meaning the letter is stodgy and cold and dead, but the spirit of it, that gives life. And that's what we intend to do on this program every evening. We've got our calls lining up, and I shan't bore you with these openings. As long as I have interesting callers, I'm able to start the program out of the gate with a bang. And so I do hope that you will fill up the lines, 866-8883. There's an 800 number. That's 9 o'clock to 11. You can listen on the web if you can't get near a radio, or not able to stay up at late at night, or whatever, or missed a program. You can actually go to my website fhu.com and get archived yesterday's show today, so to speak. All right, we're going to be right back. I'm Roy Masters with Advice Line 866-8883. That's 9 to 11 lifetime, and then all night at different times. All right.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Well, I had to practice what I preached today. I had something not unpleasant happened to me today. And I see the cruelty, even though I'm kind of insulated here a little bit, from, you know, general moving around in the public arena, I still get a taste of the crudeness of our society and the dishonesty everywhere, and how good people are traumatized by it. But it's pervasive, it's systemic, it's everywhere, and those little islands of sanity. And I hope to collect you little islands if I can and help you to survive what I just survived today with practicing what I preach as usual. It's just one of many. But, you know, life goes on. Now, we're going to take our calls. Our first call is Carolyn from Camden. Is that Arizona? Arkansas. Okay, that's my glasses. I need new glasses. I really do, so... I am loath to admit it. I have to sit in a room quietly and look at myself. All right. What can I do for you, Carolyn?
Oh, I was calling to ask you a question. How do, like, when you've been through a whole lot of things in your life, how can you start over? You see what I'm saying?
That's very, very, very easy.
Okay.
Now is forever.
I do your meditation.
Yes. Well, now, if you do the meditation, there's an awakening.
Mm-hmm.
I saw something very nice with one of my grandchildren the other day. I mean, he used to act kind of silly and all the rest of it. All of a sudden, and of course, we corrected him properly and all of it. All of a sudden, one morning, he's 13, he awakens and he's a man. And all of a sudden, there's a man speaking with common sense and wisdom and said, "Grandpa, I didn't realize it was so easy. Mm-hmm. Why is it so easy?" See, so the question is, the question really should be, when you meditate, should really answer itself. This means that you haven't found what you're looking for yet, so you really have to wait a little bit, because what the question you ask will be answered when you awaken from your sleep. Now, I know you think you're not asleep, but everybody is in a kind of sleep, a sort of hypnotic state, and that's something that most people can't admit to. And they are controlled by forces that they cannot see and cannot admit that there's something stronger than them in charge of their lives. Whether it be good or evil, they have no tolerance for it. Especially when it's evil and you have a bad life, there's a whole bunch of bad stuff piling up inside that you haven't dealt with. And so it's kind of difficult to awaken to see how far you have sunk, meaning everybody.
Mm-hmm.
To vary everyone to their particular degree. So the question is, if I can give you a simple answer, I will try. and I hope it will suffice, that, as a matter of fact, the advice comes from a 7-year-old boy, my grandson. He says, it's now. Now is the future. So, in other words, if you practice looking at your anger, old anger, as it bubbles to the surface, and stop recycling it by adding more anger to it, getting upset with yourself, in other words. Mm-hmm. If you can do that, you'll do it because... Yeah, that's good. Now, if you're not getting angry anymore, now it means with yourself, that's what in your own head, you could look at your own weaknesses and faults mm-hmm. and say, and somehow they don't seem to be important. If you've got to that stage, that's the beginning of the rest of your life. Not to be bothered by your thoughts without having to take drugs or alcohol or whatever, any kind of and to be sort of content with yourself for some mysterious reason is your future. So therefore, as you walk through life, be sure you hold on to this stillness, this ability to hold your head high and walk through the crowd of people mocking you and degrading you, and you know, it happens all day long. And learn not to look to the left or to the right, but it's like a bad movie. It's not kind of not happening to you. And if you can do that, you give it time, your illnesses will disappear. The ones that can will. Your attitude will strengthen, your consciousness will shine like a light, and you'll bring a little unhappiness on yourself because people around you won't like you. You'll make them feel uncomfortable. Yes, so you're going to have to learn to deal with that and not doubt yourself.
Yes, sir. I was on a whole lot of medication, Mr. Masters. I'm not on anything now.
I'm so glad.
I'm just healed. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, but now, you see, now if you just keep doing what you are doing, and what you are doing is your focus now, you've discovered that you can look at thought and make the cause by the very act of looking at them, like the sunlight shines on cow dung and dries it up, and little flowers grow out of it.
Sir.
And so, excuse the analogy, the metaphor, but...
Okay.
Yeah, it works. You see, so that the light shines on your dunging thoughts, and they go away.
Yes.
And good ones get put there, and you don't know where they come from, but you see where you're going more clearly, and you speak differently. Mm-hmm. You're actually surprised by the things you say yourself.
Isn't that something?
You've seen that, haven't you, already?
Yes, sir.
Yes, well, sir. Then you have the blessing, then.
Isn't that something? You're a joy to, you know, to people. Everybody.
Well, not everybody. If it was everybody, we could save the country.
That's true.
Well, I got to save a lot of people from everybody.
Yes, Lord.
If to put it simply, because we it's look, you're not everybody. You're how can I put it this way, without being flowery? You're one of the chosen. You cannot find this unless it's gifted to you. Now, the truth of the matter is, what you have is capable. It's a capability that everybody can find. It's within themselves. It's already there.
Yes, sir.
It's almost like God had forgiven you before you were born, knowing that you were going to mess up. Because you're born in sin. You know, that you're born subject to the world you're born into, and it's not a good place. So
yes,
it gets
sir.
To you. See that?
Yes, sir.
Then you find yourself doing things as a result of being pressured and being a little kid and not knowing how to fight back when you're young, and so you get programmed.
Yes, sir.
See that? So now you got reprogrammed, and now God's in charge. It's simple.
Thank God for you.
Well, that's
I
very
say
sweet.
I thank God for you. You know, being able to help me out.
Well, you hang in there now, and you report back to me once in a while. And if you get into a little problem, don't linger with it. Just give me a call.
Okay.
Now is the rest of your life. Just keep that. Keep people from, you know, learn to forgive people, let it go, and don't let them get to you through your resentment. That's all you have to do. No more is required. Everything else unfolds by itself, including your character. Now you think that 100,000 people would pick up the phone and want to call and say, yippee, is that all there is to it? But you know what? They don't believe. The people listening to this program, many of them, they think I'm crazy right now. They think it can't be that simple. I could do it if it's that simple. No, Everybody makes things complicated for themselves, and one of these evenings I'll explain why people do that. But for you, you're in good shape.
Yes, sir.
And nice talking. You're very, very welcome.
Thank
Call again.
You so very much.
You're welcome. See, you can find people from every walk of life. Rich people, poor people. The poor people, people who suffer, are the ones who really get it. The ones that are spoiled, that sort of like their character is tepid, sort of feeble. So they haven't really tasted the horror of life, that they might cry for something different, other than what they were born into. They could be content with what is, that they think that's all there is, then make the best of it, or try to be a king of it, or queen of it. But then there's lots of other people doing the same thing, so it's a big bloody war all the time, you see. You know, knocking down, building somebody up, somebody building you up and pulling you down and setting you up to fail and all kinds of stuff. So what we have now is, you know, in America, is a very, very sad situation. We sort of done ourselves in. And it's, I don't know if I, when I say I feel sad, I don't feel sad. In a sense that I see the devastation, the craziness, there's so much of it. How could you be cry for all the children in India dying? You can't. It's too much. It's overwhelming. It's like, well, in the negative, it's like, you know, trying to figure out how whole universe is made. It's too much. So you really have to stand back from everything and not try to feel for everybody and everything. And that doesn't mean to say that you don't have, you know, have some kind of compassion, but only the only compassion you need right now is, and the only... well, the word compassion, I suppose, will do here, is when it crosses your path, when it's an experience for you. Never mind all the rest of it going on around you. If you need to come to someone's rescue, that's something else. But in your own life, you're always under assault. And I am too. And it could make you paranoid, but I'm not. See, the difference is a paranoid boy person. Thinks that everybody is against him, and it's true. Most everybody is. The trouble is, he thinks they're hiding under the bed and all that kind of stuff. He takes it too far. He takes defense as a all-inclusive way of surviving. So he trusts nobody. So you I'll have a floating break in a minute. I'm getting a little cue that I have to make a little commercial, but I just want to finish the point. See, some people get so hardened, and so they put a shield around themselves, an emotional shield, and so therefore they don't trust anybody. But if you don't trust anybody, then you take away the joy of life, because there are people you can trust. So somehow you have to preserve your innocence so that you can see each other. Okay, now. So what do you say about that? Now we'll take some calls. Now, the lines are open. 866-8883. And I'm not having any luck right now. So what do we do? Talk to David? No, I think we'll put a tape on. So after this half an hour, I'm going to go... Yeah, I got Karen, but that's not enough. And Karen is not a good enough question yet. We'll see. But I'll take Karen right now. But first of all, I want to help you. And unless you step forward, you can't be a listener. I can't make this just a listening program. I've got to have people like, well, the lady that stepped forward just now has already got well from her sickness. She said all her drugs and all her problems are disappearing. That's exactly what should happen. And I can show you that you have within you, not that you have the power, but within you, there is a power. But you keep it at bay with your excuses, your rationalization, your inability to face reality. Reality is too painful. The light of it that shows you your foibles and your foolishness is too difficult for your ego. Never wants to be wrong. So you shed you project wrong on other people and judge them for it. Or you hard on yourself and struggle to make yourself right. Or you put on a good face and live off the approval of it. And so on. So you go about it all the wrong way. And you spend your whole life, waste your life doing it. Making money, compensating, taking drugs, you know, looking for love in all wrong places. So why not take the shortcut? What is wrong with my offering for no charge? So pretend I'm Jesus for a moment and coming your way, and where are the crowds? I mean, don't you hear enough on this program? Haven't you heard, unless you think I'm a fake, unless you think that the things that we do on this program, live, people get better on the program, stop smoking, for example. That's an obvious one. That's a simple thing to do. You see me do it time and time again, just a couple of days ago. Or a person suddenly stops at the side of the road, just broken. And before you know it, in a few minutes, they are well. And then you hear from them a month later, and their lives are completely changed. Family life, everything. Anxiety, their post-traumatic stress disorders. And even the military is ordering their materials, you see. I mean, now I have 2,000 have to go out through Colonel Monaco of Patriot Archery. He makes the contacts and he helps provide the material, the money. So why is it that it's so difficult to communicate something beautiful and simple, and it's not asking you to join or belong or anything, or to change your view about God, only to strengthen it? And yet you hesitate. All right. But anyway, so I could have a nice conversation with David, but that's not the point of the program, is it, David? It's not the point of the program for you and I just to talk to each other. Although
no, what you need is you need those people, those inquiring minds who want to know. That's really what you need, because the questions are what's important.
The questions are very important. So, I mean, because you and I, we know each other, and so, you know, I have a few things I want to tell you in private one of these days, and we'll talk to your wife one of these days, a few little things. But, you know, you can hear it. And then sometimes, and I've known you how many for years, 54 years, now you're my son. There's a few little things that need to be cleared up, even so. But we won't do that on radio, of course. But I got you wondering now, haven't I? A little bit.
No, not at all.
You don't mind, because in our family we discuss things, and the problems don't linger very long. And before you know it, we're all laughing and joking and poking fun at each other and all the rest of it. That's the way it should be. And the children, you know, the grandchildren, and they all love it. They all feel comfortable, you know. We enjoy each other's company tremendously, and the whole family's like that. Except for Michael, of course, and he'll come around one of these days. And, you know, my grandchildren, your kids, you know, they will come around. Actually, they've all come around from, you know, surviving the other guardian, you know, if you know what I mean. And it's nice to see that. And parents can bring the children back, and fathers can bring the hearts of the children back to them, and bring their hearts to the children. It's got to happen, otherwise we're not going to be able to survive in this country. And I see it happening, and I've been warning people about what's going to. I don't want to be morbid, but we have to survive this, but not in a way that in which we ordinarily think. So, but let me go on now and make a pitch for my. For the Foundation of Human Understanding, we need your support. But the problem I had this evening, I tell you, there's a gentleman left a lot of money to the foundation, and so the lawyers that in charge of the distribution of the money wanted me to all the charities involved to release, you know, give a receipt before I got the money, which didn't seem right. And so since we didn't, and it wasn't really necessary because I discussed it with my lawyer, they decided that they would let the court, you know, none of the charities would do it. Because you shouldn't have to. You just should get a check, and that was it. So they delayed it now for 3 years, so, you know, we should live this long. They're probably going to invest the money in this, you know, gold and everything, and give us worthless money in 3 years. It's so dishonest. So dishonest. But never mind. Maybe somebody else will send us a check or something. Maybe all of you will send a check to keep the program on the hours, depending on that, to, you know, finish our projects and help save a lot of soldiers' lives by giving them free help at Tolton Barrage, room and board, until they get better. But we're still going to do it, but it would have helped tremendously. All right. But these lawyers and the world around us is so dishonest. The whole country has fallen because of our dishonesty, our lack of virtue. We've lost our way, we've lost our values, and there's no one can really help us. You can throw all the money that you want to save somebody. You can throw your money at a drug addict, a dope addict, a two-time loser, a person who's a philanderer. You can't reform people with money. There's got to be something beyond the money, unless the money is used to bring the message of transformation to the world. And this is what we do on the radio program. So please support our work. We help people behind bars. We help the veterans and our school, which will be franchised soon. It's become so good. We got children and our kids at 13, 14 doing college work already. And we really have. So help us, will you? I've got a lot on my plate, and I just need a little extra money to do it. Thank you. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Excuse me, it's 28, that's correct. And FHU.com, that's the website, free download for a CD to help you overcome your problems. Should be free, and then you can donate if it helps you. Simple. Like the lady, whether she donates or not, I don't care. I'm happy to see that she's better. She just wanted to know a little while ago, how to start your life over again. It just did. You just have to be patient and walk through it differently now. See, and its character will grow as you go. It's, grow as you go as you grow, see? So it forms inside. The next time you hold up some food to your mouth and you look at it quietly and think, I think I'll eat something good for me. The two things happen at once. In that moment, your character is getting stronger, you're breaking a link. And your physical self is starting to get well, and your diabetes is starting to go away. See? Both. Two things at once. And you don't see it, but cumulatively. All right, now, 800-877-3227. Now we can take our next caller, who was the first one to call. Hello, Karen. What can I do for you?
Good evening, Mr. Masters. I've been listening to you off and on for a good while, and I've come to realize that your meditation is the only way to go, but it's been a long process. I was born with vision and hearing problems.
Oh, dear.
And all my life, as a child, nobody ever taught me how to deal with the stress and the anxiety and the pain that I went through in school and society, the torture, the torment they put on me.
It's everywhere. It's worse now than ever.
Yeah, it is worse. And I grew up to realize that rotten kids only grew up to be rotten adults.
Yes.
And in my loneliness and desperation, I married the wrong man who has become my biggest tormentor of my life.
Yes. Now, would you hold a second. I will give you time after a break, because I didn't realize your question was profound as it is, and that you need my help as much as you do. Would you mind holding that for 4 minutes? Thank you very much. You have to do the business of radio, so. But, I wish I could just sit on the hill and talk to everybody, but you can't. There's too many people, too many to reach, and this is the ideal way. And I'm hoping that, that people at large will understand that this is the best way to help millions of lives and help save the country, because we need it to undergo a metamorphosis, a change for good, naturally. We'll be right back. Show numbers are 5600.
If you've been helped by the work Roy Masters is doing on the radio, please consider paying forward the gift you have received so others may benefit as well. The Pay It Forward program allows you to automatically donate the amount you want on a monthly basis. Even just $5 a month from people who care will make a difference. Or you can make a one-time donation and help support our radio program and website, as well as our prison ministry and Patriot Outreach program. If you'd like to contact us by mail, write to the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or call Monday through Friday, regular business hours, West Coast time, 1-800-877-3227. Again, that's the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. For more information on the Foundation of Human Understanding, visit the website fhu.com. That's fhu.com.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm holding in my hand a letter from Israel, a gentleman who came to a meeting here, a Jewish gathering, to present his words about the tefillin, which is the box that you put on it, that Jewish people meditate with the Ten Commandments in it. And he writes me a letter and said, look, what you've got is the ancient way of meditation, you know, before the temples were torn down, so to speak. And I'm going to have a program on this one evening, and I always knew that, without any research, but it's nice to see the research. I haven't got time for research. I have only time for discovery and new stuff. But the research catches up with me in the form of people who do it. So, that's the reason why it works so well. But then it became ritualized with, you know, trappings, box, leather strap, you know, rocking backwards and forwards in meditation, but this just doesn't do anything good. So, here's a man who wants to, you know, use it and bring it to Israel. So it's real sweet. And he's writing a book too. So anyway, may I suggest that you call the office, assuming you don't have a device like a computer, and you only have a CD player, then you call the foundation and we'll send you one no charge. If you want to cover enough the postage, which would be very helpful, thank you, but there's no postage on the internet, so you can go to the internet and download it, and go into that space there, and where you go in, you can always go back in again and listen to archive radio programs and have access to other material, which would be helpful, but really all you need is this book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, and the little CD called Be Still and Know. And the only thing you really need is the CD. Everything else you may enjoy later if you need it. And many people do need a little bit more. Some people are so ready that they don't need any more. They just wake up, and my goodness, the world is different. And they're able to deal with it where they couldn't before. So why don't you give it a try? FHU.com. FHU.com or 800-877-3227 or send a donation to Box 1000 Grants Pass, Post Office Box 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. We'll be right back.
Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Karen from San Antonio is on the line, and we just didn't give her enough time before the break, so she tells me that she is visually impaired or in some way. Aren't you hearing impaired a little bit?
Yeah, I'm deaf in my right ear, and the other one's going out too.
Well, and how old are you?
I was born with cataracts, and I have what's called a nystagmus, where my eyes are always shaking. And the more upset I get, the more they shake.
Well, there's a connection. Now, you see, yeah. There's a connection here. See, you can see it.
Yeah, I can.
And so,
I see that, but the problem I have at hand now, and like you're saying, you know, you've been talking to those people from Israel. I'm taking a Bible class, and I have learned through all everything in the Bible class I've been taking, it just keeps screaming at me that how important it is to meditate, the form of meditation that you teach. But my problem is now that my husband has been tormenting me emotionally for so many years.
How many years?
We've been married 21 years. It's been one thing after another.
No children?
Yes, we have three kids. They're 19, 15. My daughter's 15, and my youngest son's 13. And my husband now, he doesn't take care of his personal hygiene. He doesn't take care of his health. I mean, he bends over, and his butt is falling out of his pants for his daughter to see.
I got the whole image.
You know, and I see.
But at least you can see that. At least you can see that.
That I need to meditate, but his tormenting throws me out of. I mean, literally. I mean, you can. It's like throwing a baseball. Throws me out of my center.
Hold it. Hold it right there. Now, here is the reason for your refuge in this meditation process. Because the meditation isn't the refuge. It's the way to the inner refuge, to the embrace of your Creator, the warmth. You know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, sort of thing. And he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. That's the tone, you see. And so you are in need of forgiving everybody. See, because remember, you've come to this relationship, you've duplicated the relationship from which you came, a broken relationship, and you were tormented as a little kid, especially with your impairments. There's a tendency for people to enjoy people who seem inferior to them, and to degrade you and take, to feel superior and look down their nose at you and all the rest of it. So what you need as an example to your children. Never mind what you have been doing, what you haven't realized as you've been doing it, maybe you are now, is that you've been feeding yourself to this disgusting man. In other words, you in you taking care of him and then feeling guilty and resentful. Resentment always produces a guilt in people who have a conscience. And so this resentment makes you feel like you don't love him enough. And if you loved him more, it's a lie. But it keeps prodding you the same way, and it makes no sense. But it does make sense at the time. But the trouble is, the prodding leads you to have to try to be more responsible, to be compulsively responsible. It isn't a normal responsibility. It's a slavish responsibility. It's something that you shouldn't be doing, or could be doing in a different way. See, so for example, your husband is drunk and he makes you angry and he says, "Get me a beer." You could, if you weren't resentful, you could either give him the beer without resentfulness, which I wouldn't recommend, but you could say, "No, I'm not going to give you that beer. Go get it yourself." And then he'll scream and yell, but you will be immune to the screaming. And he'll find himself screaming by himself without reinforcement, so it just takes so much. He'll become like a little kid after a while, yelling louder and louder, and not getting any energy from you, because the energy of his disgustingness has come from your servitude. You're an enabling, and your own government does the same thing. It enables people to be disgusting. So the more disgusting they are, the more the government. Well, because the government has power to rob Peter to pay Paul, but we don't. You don't have power to get. You're all you got, and so you're as all you got. You give to him until there's nothing left of you, until you want to scream, you want to die. You become sick yourself, hoping he will serve you. It doesn't work. He won't care. He won't serve you. And so you see, this kind of thing is on a global level, on a governmental level, as well as a personal. It's the same principle. The more you help people who can't help themselves, they won't help themselves, and all they do is help themselves to you. And the more they help themselves to you, the more you get upset, because they don't appreciate you. They really don't. They actually look down their nose and they get worse. So you think, well, but the upset gives you the illusion. It gives you the compulsion to try to do it. And even while you're loathing it, you're doing it. And he loathes you and he's lapping you up. He has more and more contempt for you. If this is what you want, keep being angry. Keep being resentful. The only thing you have to learn to do is to be a dog whisperer. Or a God one. First start with the dog part, the easy doggy little part. Learn to look at him screaming and yelling and his butt hanging out as you just described. And watch your responses. Watch the irritation that tends to rise, which is your Achilles heel. That's the key right there. Your irritation is the seed, the Achilles heel of every problem that ever existed in anyone, anywhere, at any time. That's how simple it is. And you have a power to manage that if you let be still and receive the gift to do it. It's called grace. And then he will go crazy. He will go mad. He will become more violent. But the point is, he won't hurt you. You know why? He won't be able to, because there's something about calmness that frightens him. There's something. See, he's brave when you're coward, when you cringe and you serve. He's puffed up. He feels like a drunken king. But if you're calm and nothing happens when he, you know, reaches for your share of your life, and nothing happens, it frightens him. The ground of his whole being is built on your servitude. It's the same with government. The ground of our socialist government is built and will be built on our needs. And if they rise to the occasion of the need, then we get weakened and we become more needy. But if the American people stop being needy and stop reaching for the services, that government collapses. Follow that? Same thing happened to me as how we save America. And there's another person calling me in just a minute, wants to know. They're all upset because, you know, doesn't know what to do with the horrible things that are going on in the world. He's depressed. I'm going to give him the same advice as you. Your world is your family. Well, if you could actually have that light in you and your children see it, they will be saved from their father. Because their father, you are part of the problem, young lady. And you're old enough now. When you were a kid, you couldn't help yourself. I give you that. And you suffered. I give you that. And you've suffered from your own. You don't really need to be upset all the time because you've got so much unfinished business that it will come up like a cow ruminating, chewing the cud. And you upchuck all your judgments. And if you're left by yourself, you do yourself in. So it's not just him. It's almost like you need something to upset you to function. And when you function, things get worse. This is the dilemma of every human being on Earth to some degree.
Because I've been meditating and I've been praying a lot.
Praying won't help you. Forget it.
Well,
Not now. No, not now. I'm teaching you how to pray. I'm teaching you how to be still. And because, you know what? I'm Jewish. And I read a little bit of the Bible, the Old New Testament. I like it. But he says, the Father in heaven, why pray for anything? He knoweth what you need before you ask. Don't you think he knows that if a boy needs a fish, does the dad give him a stone? Didn't he say that? Your father knoweth what you need. So what are you praying for? You don't even know what you're praying for. Your prayer is a cry. Well, you want to find meaning. But in order to find it, you've got to come to the stillness, because stillness represents not running. Because, you see, you can't come towards God, but you can stop running in your thoughts and being angry. And the old self is energized, and it runs, and it fights, and it serves, and it tries to love and be loved, and damned if you get the love, and damned if you don't. No, it's a whole life that goes nowhere. And it serves as a distraction. You're so busy fixing things and breaking things and trying to fix the things you break even more with fixing it that you spend your whole life doing that and never get to draw the same breath as long as you live. Is this what you want? And all I ask you to do is drop the resentment. Get quiet. Drop that and keep dropping it and nothing more is required of you.
Well, I've basically stopped, and I've stopped everything, and I've tried to stay within myself.
The word try is not in the workings of it. There's no try. It's effortless. It's a gift. Remember, the ability to see clearly and forgive comes from being forgiven. Forgive us as we forgive. See, so in other words, your own burdens become lifted, and when you pass on the gift, which is don't pass judgment on your husband, he can't help himself, and you can't help yourself making him worse. You keep looking at him. Partly it's your problem. Partly it's your fault. You're part of that. You're 49% of it. I give him 51% because he's a man. He should know better.
And he doesn't, because he still hasn't let go of his mother.
I know, but you haven't let go of your anger. I mean, you've come from a bad home, and you look for a strong man, and you thought he was strong, and he was wrong. He's a wrong strong man. But this is something you had to learn. And you can make good out of it. You can build something good out of this. For the sake of your children, do it.
Can he sense that I'm moving into the right place where I need to be in my center?
And he'll want to destroy it all the time.
And he'll want to destroy it. And that's when he torments me even more.
That's when you're tormenting him. That's when you're tormenting him, when he can't get a rise out of you. So expect him to get worse before he gets better, but that is something you'd expect it and watch it. And so that the more he tries to upset you, the calmer you become. It's called practice, the presence. Got to go now. It's the best. You know, I could speak to you all night, and I can't make the point any clearer. So ruminate on it a little bit, would you, Karen, please? Thank you. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, we'll come to our break and other calls. Would you call the office? 800-877-3227. There it is. 800-877-3227, business hours, West Coast time. And ask for the CD. Give a little donation, or just pay the postage, or none of that, none of the above. Or go to the website, fhu.com, fhu.com, and download it. You can put a donation there if you want it, or just take it and walk away. Okay, and if it works, come back. Put a donation. That works nicely. Thank you. It's almost Friday again. Can you believe that? Every day is Friday. When you get to be 81, every day is the same. And here I am, 49 years later, doing the same old thing. But it isn't. It just... It does. It always feels fresh, isn't it? Strange. It's like not doing an act. Never tired of this, ever. There's something about helping people that's refreshing. There's something about not being poisoned by the world you live in is ennobling. So if you're looking for security and everything to be all right, it isn't. There is no such a thing as security. And there is no peace. There's always war. But there is a kind of a peace that you make. It's peace with yourself. But that means war with the world. And the world will want to take you away from that peace, because they're tormented by that peace. See? Because in that light, you show them for what they are. And put your light on the hill, and all men shall see it, right? Very simple. But then you've got to find it, and I will help you. Go to fhu.com and download Be Still and Know. There's a book you should buy, goes with it. Actually, two books. I recommend them. But you don't need them. If you can manage with the CD by itself, that's fine. And radio programs, that helps. And you call, and I can help you personally. I'm the book, in a manner of speaking, so if you ask a question, I come up with an answer pretty quick. But it's always the same in different, but from approaching it from different illnesses, variations of the same theme. FHU.com or 1-800-877-3227. Please give a donation to the foundation or buy something. That would help. We, you know, times are not easy. They haven't been easy for a couple of years for us. So we've been running on sort of, well, money that I should have used for helping soldiers. So instead, I'm spending it on you. And I want you to know that so that we can put the money back and use it to help them. We do help veterans a lot. And prisoners a lot. Thank you.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
I think I'm going to write to this rabbi in Israel because, you know, that meditation is, you know, it's magic. And the key to the kingdom is right there. And the simplicity is beyond comprehension. And I don't know how I rediscovered it. I guess I rediscovered it the same way it was discovered, you know, 3,000-4,000 years ago, and then got lost. You know how good things do get lost and misplaced so that bad people can rule. See, that's the real reason. They find it, the truth, and they hide it from you, or they dress it up and, you know, make it look better than it really is and make you gobble it up and force you to learn it or obligate you in some way. All right, let's take our caller. Let's see, Jeff in Tampa, Florida. Hello, Jeff. What can I do for you?
Hey, Roy. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I really like your show. I've been listening since about December. And I agree with everything you're saying, especially when you're talking about what's going on in this country. And that's
well, I wish you'd agree not to be upset with what you see, because otherwise you become part of the problem. Because
well,
if you get depressed, you're going to go to a doctor. If you got to get drugs. If you get drugs, you lose consciousness. You lose slowly but surely lose consciousness, and you get ill, and you make silly mistakes in your life when you're upset and angry. You can't function as well as you should, and so you actually that's what they want. That what's going wrong with this country is we've been intimidated. Before the election, there was a well, it was going on for years and years and years, but they ratcheted up before the election, which is defaming noble people. Damn America and damn Sarah Palin and that sort of thing. And always pointing about up to the worst and glorifying the best glorifying the worst and damning the best. See? And so what's happened is we've got a demoralized country, and we were all too willing to yield to the pressures and find ourselves wallowing in the perverse pleasures to relieve the pain of being intimidated in school, home, you know, seduced sexually and otherwise with music and perverse everything. And so we've fallen for it and we've lost our virtue. And so now the wrong people are in power. The tormentor. The adversary is in power, and
right.
So, and they want you to. So naturally, they're going to meet. They've got two faces, and it's obvious. You know, they say one thing and do another, but they don't care. Because contradiction becomes reality if you get upset and you get confused. So it's up to citizens not to see it and not be upset by it. Because by upset by it, you do something stupid, become violent, you get depressed. Then you need them for treatment. And they got you coming and going. So what you need is to be calm and grow from it, grow and see through the game that's being played. It's everywhere. It's multiplied thousands of times in many different ways. So the whole government is insane. But
I know,
it's not insane.
That.
And they're insane. They're not insane. They're unsane, which means, well, an insane person is crazy, but the insane is cleverly insane. In other words, they know what they're doing. And they know what they're doing, and they're applying their power to keep you confounded and coming to your rescue. And then the rescue is, in the rescue, there's more hurt.
Yeah. Well, maybe
now,
I'm not dwelling in my depression.
No, but don't be listen. Be free from your resentment and go on with your life and make a better life. And one of these days, we'll all get together. And America will begin to wake up. It's the pain of what is about to happen. It has to happen to all of us, because we would never wake up otherwise. In a way, this is good for us. Americans have brought this on themselves, and the Republicans are just as guilty as the other side. So you can no longer trust anyone to help you to be a better person, to be richer, to give you a new house. Don't look for it. Just go about building your home. If you've lost everything, take the hammer and nails and start building again. Whatever you have to do, do not look out for a handout, ever. Eat beans, drive an old car, and be happy. Okay, I got to go now. That's all I can tell you. So it's the only, you only can give me that part of the question, and it's only can give you that part of the answer. All right, ladies and gentlemen, juveniles and crocodiles. Okay, now let's see. What can you do for me? What you can do for the foundation, that is, that's my the support underneath me that pays the bills so I can go on the air, is to send the foundation a donation. We got cheated out of a good one today by lawyers. And my son, he's worldly wise, and he knew what they were up to. You know, they send a letter. If you sign a release, a receipt that you received it, but I didn't receive it, we'll send you the money. But then, since I said that's not supposed to be done, so you say, well, just send it, and we'll send you the receipt. And they don't do it that way. So they just put it in probate, so we won't see it for 3 years now. See, that's it. They trap you into that. But anyway, so they can reinvest the money and give you money, you know, money that's not worth as much 3 years from now. That's the way it works. Right? It's honesty everywhere. But anyway, that's it. That's my upset for the day, which didn't upset me very much at all. Thank you. We'll be right back.
New from the Foundation of Human Understanding, a three-part series entitled Surviving Your Father's Agony, Parts 1, 2, and 3. These Sunday conversations are essential for understanding your relationships. Part 1, A Man's Journey Really Begins, and the best part of it is you are invited to come along. You hear the agony of a man that is also the agony of a woman. Roy Master says it is the most stirring thing you will ever hear in your life. Item 7758. Part 2, Moving Beyond Your Father's Agony. Hear the man return to have a conversation with Roy that brings him understanding of all that occurred the previous week. Item 7759. And Part 3, Resolving Your Wife's Agony. The man returns again, this time with his wife. As he leaves his agony behind, you see the healing of his marriage. Item 7762. Call 1-800-877-3227. Visit FHU.com. Order the three-part set, Surviving Your Father's Agony. Visit FHU.com. Hi, this is David Masters. How would you like to share Roy Masters' insights and knowledge and wisdom with your friends and family? And all you have to do is tell them, go watch Roy Masters on YouTube. Well, now there's a Roy Masters channel on YouTube. The address is www.youtube.com/user/the Roy Masters channel. It's so much easier now to introduce friends and family, and they can watch in the privacy of their home at any time. It's very anonymous, it's very private, and it's very easy. It's the Roy Masters channel on YouTube, www.youtube.com/user/the Roy Masters channel. It's that easy. New videos will be posted all the time. videos on how to improve your relationships, videos on how to understand what's happening in the country. Visit Roy Masters on YouTube. It's www.youtube.com/user/TheRoyMastersChannel.